Well, as usual at this time, I'm delighted to welcome back Carl Mary. And Carl, last week you were telling us a story about a white lady. And I think you've got another one this week, haven't you?
Yes, another white lady for us. This one further afield from East Mersey.
Oh, right. Okay, let's hear the story.
It was the summer of 1648. The English Civil War was still at its height. And the story comes from East Mersey. The king was in prison, the country still at war, but on East Mersey, in the Dog and Partridge Inn, the men of East Mersey paid such things little mind. As far as they were concerned, it was London business, and it didn't impinge on them. Oh, that was until young Tom ran in one evening, shouting, "They're smashing the windows of our church! The Parliament men, they're smashing the windows of the church!" Well, all the men in the Dog and Partridge rose as one, and they ran to the church. But when they reached it, they found the Parliament men gone. But it was as Tom had said. The windows were smashed. The rude screen lay in splinters in the aisle. And the poor vicar, well, he was found cowering in the vestry, too afraid to show himself. The Puritan soldiers had come, smashed the windows with their beautiful stained glass, knocked the heads off statues, and then gone to the siege at Colchester, for there was indeed a siege. The king's followers had to be removed, and no food was being allowed to enter the town. All followers of the king, they were forced there in Colchester to eat dogs, cats, rats and mice. It was even said some people nibbled the candles for their mutton fat. People were starving. Many died. But the innkeeper's daughter, the innkeeper of the Dog and Partridge, his daughter Anne, begged her father to hide food in the cellars of the Dog and Partridge. She had dreams of rowing food over, rowing the food to beleaguered town, feeding her people as she saw it. Well, this was a very dangerous thing to do, store up food and have a plan to deliver that food to the king's followers, for there was Parliament men not far across the Strood. And a little garrison had been set up on Mersey Island. And one August evening, the parliamentary dragoons arrived, and they called to her father, "Open up your cellars, for we understand you are stockpiling food, hiding it so that it might be sent over to Colchester to relieve the hunger of the king's followers there. Open your cellars." The landlord was a little too slow, for he did not want to show them the food he had in the cellars. A little too slow, the captain raised his musket, aimed it at the innkeeper. And at that moment, his daughter Anne came running down the steps, shouting, "Leave my father be! Leave him be!" And the captain turned, and whether he meant to or not, he fired his musket, and Anne fell to the ground. Dead. She was buried in the churchyard, East Mersey Church. But she haunts the cellar of the Dog and Partridge and all the environs around there. It's said that even today, boatmen will catch a glimpse of her dressed in a white shroud, sometimes walking along the waterside. And men have heard her calling out the last words she ever spoke as she lay dying on the steps of the Dog and Partridge. "Feed my people. Take care of my people."
She was a very different lady in white than the one you had last
indeed.
Week.
Indeed.
Very different indeed.
Yeah, I wanted to do the one after the other to show the difference and the contrast. I mean, white ladies are relatively common.
Right.
Just this morning, somebody sent me something about a white lady in Essex, which I will have to investigate.
Oh, right.
Because it's new to me. It's not something I knew.
Oh, well, that's obviously something for the future.
with any luck.
Talking about the future, what have you got lined up for us next week, Carl?
It's one of the most famous stories in English folktale. Mm-hmm. There are versions of it, as far as I can tell, around the country. This is the Essex version. This is not the version I normally tell, strangely enough, but I tell a version which comes more from perhaps Norfolk or possibly even Cambridgeshire.
Right. And where's this one based in Essex?
Finchingfield.
Finchingfield, right. We look forward to that. Thank you very much.
We're doing a bit of travelling around.